Good evening, and welcome to Audio Mo 11, Day 10. This is Pilgrim Chris, and I'm talking this evening about bucket lists. If you've been following some of my booze, particularly on Day 7 and Day 8, you'll have a background of what I'm aiming to talk about. And a bucket list, as you know, is things we'd like to do before we die, places we'd like to visit, etc. And I'm taking it to a different level, really, or at least a different direction. I'm looking at what a bucket list, my bucket list, is being the best person I can be before I die. And in my last boo on the subject, boo on day 8, I was talking about looking inwards to find who we are, to discover the human inside us and what it means to be fully human. And I talked briefly about looking outwards on the material things in life that we strive for to make ourselves a better person, whether it be a better job, more friends, better position in society, etc. So I thought for this bill I'd just expound on that a little bit, because it could have sounded flippant, and those ideals are valid. We all have dreams and aspirations, as I mentioned before. But it also came to me that people also look outwards in a different way. They look at it in a spiritual manner, if you like, whether it be a religious or a psychological way of aiming for something better from themselves. An example of this, I'm a Catholic, an example of this would be the purpose of becoming a better person is to obtain heaven. For some people, nirvana. For some people, a utopia on earth. But these are all rewards for being a better person. And again, that's not where I'm heading. I'm not looking at a reward system here. Those things are vital for me. The to be able to enter into God's kingdom is a personal thing that I would hope to be able to achieve. How, I don't know. But I do know, from my own level, is that if I'm going to have a chance of that goal, I do have to be the best person I can be. And so, you could sound tainted with the fact that I'm aiming for a reward. The reason I want to be a better person is for that reward. But that isn't strictly true, as a lot of people who know me in the faith, a lot of my congregation, friends who know me for many, many years, that isn't my overriding reason for wanting to be a better person. And it should be, to a lot of people in my faith. But I want to be a better person for myself, because it isn't the reward. God, for me, is vital, and it's if I can be the best person I can be, I will then not only be brilliant, good for me, I will be good for my friends and family around me, and for God too. And ultimately, from a faith point of view, it is God that I'm aiming for. But I'm trying to rein it in. I'm trying to rein this in into something that is personal for all of us. And so I'm looking at being a better person just for the sake of being the best I can be, so that I know I don't have to think, oh, I wish I'd have done that better, I wish I did that better, I wish I treated that person better. I'm always going to have that, we always are. But by looking into ourselves and saying, looking at our failings and the things that we do wrong to other people, do wrong to ourselves, if we look at those things first and not worry about the fact that we do these things wrong, but just think of where we can go with that, where we can improve ourselves on small stages, that's where I'm looking at. And that's going to be looked at a little bit more closely in my next boo. And I'm catching up at the moment, so bear with me. Boo 11 will be discussing that. So yes, it's not about an ulterior goal, an external reward I'm looking for here. I'm looking for it as a personal achievement, something I can be proud of as a person myself, to be a better person before I die, before I kick the bucket, my bucket list. Good evening.